Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, the Horticulture Extension Agent, Kelly Payne. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
Good. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to chat with you, Kelly. And an interesting topic you've chosen today. It's houseplants. So let's just start out by maybe you sharing some of the benefits of houseplants, please.
So houseplants can liven up your living space by making it more pleasant and attractive. Plants can do this by adding color, warmth, texture, and even scent to your space. And some can also improve indoor air quality. And they also give us an energy boost by enhancing our mental and physical well-being.
It is nice to see beautiful plants in your house, isn't it?
It sure is.
How do we go about selecting the right houseplant, Kelly?
There is a wide variety of houseplants to choose from. I'm sure if you've walked into Lowe's and or any store like that, there's a variety of houseplants.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to make sure that you're selecting the right one for your space.
Right.
Some key factors that will affect plant growth include light, water, temperature, air movement, humidity, fertilization, and even proper growing medium.
Explain a little bit about, the light, please.
So the light is obviously a necessity as it helps plants manufacture their own food.
Mm-hmm.
Houseplants can require different amounts of light for optimal growth. And it is also important to consider your plant's location to make sure you're selecting the correct light source.
Oh, yeah. And temperature, Kelly?
So with temperature, majority of our houseplants grow best in day temperatures around 70 degrees Fahrenheit and night temperatures around 60 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. And you mentioned something about air movement. Kelly, what's that about?
So with air movement, you want to make sure you're supplying supplemental air movement to your plants via a ceiling fan, floor, or table fan to help maintain constant temperatures throughout a room. But you just want to make sure you're not aiming these fans directly at your plants, as that can dry them out, leading to an increase in issues.
All right. Now, we know when we have plants outside, we don't forget to fertilize them. But I would think we might forget sometimes inside, but I guess fertilization is needed inside too, right?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Fertilization is also an important requirement for indoor plants for proper growth and development. It is important to do this during the late spring and summer months, as the warmer temperatures encourage plant growth and reduce fertilization during the winter months.
Kelly Payne is our guest on Extension Today with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about houseplants today, the benefits of them, and how to select the right one. And now let's talk a little bit about caring for your houseplant, Kelly.
When caring for your houseplant, we obviously they need to be watered. So different houseplants will require a specific amount of water depending on the plant characteristics and home environment.
Mm-hmm.
So just for an example, I have here, if you select a larger plant or a plant with larger leaves, it will have a higher demand for water and will need to be checked more frequently. You just want to make sure you're checking the growing medium, make sure it's moist, but avoid keeping it too wet or too dry.
Okay. And your plant needs to be groomed? Explain that.
It's good. You know, sometimes in a house, you know, your plants will get dusty and stuff. So just to keep it attractive, every now and then, just, you know, remove the dust. You want to maintain its desirable shape and get rid of any pests that may linger on your plant.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remove dust by properly just using a soft moistened cloth or sponge every 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And then if you need to remove any dead, damaged, or diseased leaves, stems, and flowers, you can do that as it appears.
Mm-hmm.
And then when pruning, just make sure you're always cutting above the stems, above the node, or where they attach to a larger branch.
Ah, great information about houseplants, how to care for them, the right houseplants for your house. Kelly Payne, our guest on Extension Today. She's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Kelly, let's talk about some upcoming events you might have for us.
I have a couple upcoming events here. The first one is on Monday, February 5th.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a Yadkin fruit tree pruning workshop.
Oh.
And that will be from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Dynamis Estate Wines. We will be focusing on pruning apple and peach trees. So if you would like to join us, feel free to give me a call.
Do you have other events? Let's talk about, this, the 10th Annual Foothills Specialty Crop Growers Roundtable.
Yes, this is going to be a great one. Yeah. So this will be an in-person informational meeting. We will have numerous specialists available to discuss various horticulture topics related to specialty crops. Our participants will leave with information to help them be more successful in their farming operation. We will have an opening session and three general sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite everyone to join us. This will be Tuesday, February 6th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Office.
Great. And the Yadkin Blueberry Pruning Workshop. How about that one?
This one will be a hands-on blueberry pruning workshop. Our area specialized agent will be joining us for this one to help demonstrate proper pruning methods for blueberries. This one will be held on Monday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And this one will be located at Enon Meadows Farm in East Bend, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Great information today, Kelly. Folks have any questions, maybe didn't get the complete information, they want to talk to you about it or get the info, what's the best way to do that?
Our office is an equal opportunity provider. So if you have any questions about houseplants or signing up for these events, my email is Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-E, underscore Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, at ncsu.edu. Or you can always reach us at our office phone number, which is 336-849-7908, and we are located in the Agricultural Building in Yadkinville.
Extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Kelly Payne, thank you so much for the visit today. Look forward to our next time, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much, Danny. I appreciate it. Hope you do as well.
Thank you, and folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.